This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. There will be an endless debate about whether Sony should have canceled the release of The Interview. And there might be more debate about where the hacking attack that brought the company to that decision actually came from. But there seems to be little question about what the decision means in one respect. It's proof positive that hackers can exert power over giant corporations and force them to do things. And for a hacker, that's a pretty attractive idea. Will it mean a boom in this kind of attack? Nova Sappho takes a look.
Chris Weissopel of the security firm Veracode has been monitoring hacker chatter over the Sony attack. And he says many hackers, like the authorities, are trying to see
what worked. How did you get in? How did you move around? How did you exfiltrate data? What kind of data had value?
Weissopel says hackers want to know which digital tools were used so they can adopt those tools. And he's been hearing from worried chief information security officers.
They're definitely concerned. This shows that there's attackers out there and that they are ready to go out there for blood.
The hacker mindset is often to outdo others.
Gabriella Coleman of McGill University has written a book on hackers and says the Sony attack set a new standard.
In this case, I do think that it will compel some hackers to do something similar and perhaps even more audacious.
Coleman expects there'll be more hacks aimed at sabotage, not just the leaking of information. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.